Hello, and welcome to the Court of Dice, episode 9. Please note, we recorded this about half an hour after we recorded episode 8, so we won't be doing any of the normal preamble, plus Blooded has to go and run Dresden. Due to the Thunderball, I now own a copy of The Final Girl, and that's what we're going to be playing. It is a game where you work together to build a slasher horror and get a ton of people killed.
Good clean family fun.
Good clean family fun. So we might as well begin. Film opens. Two barges chugging along side by side, heading towards a lock just outside of Danbury in Norfolk. It's a warm summer's evening. It's about 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock, so it's starting to darken down, but it's not really dark. It's sort of that lambent orange glow in the air. As they come up to the lock, they pull together and sidle into the lock, and two people get out to close the lock and start moving it on. That'd be beautiful. Off you go.
You know how to do this, right?
Oh gosh. Well, we can give it a go. I'm sure we can work it out. I'm sure some...
Introduce your characters.
Okay.
You are?
Sandra, the new age Wiccan who thinks she can do magic.
You are?
Molly, a posh daddy's girl who wants to experience life. And that is in inverted commas.
Yeah. I'm playing Ezekiel, the wizened old lockkeeper of Danbury.
And I will be appearing as Farmer Giles, local pig farmer.
Back in the game.
Well, I didn't look last time they did this. I saw one of these really pretty cats up. I think it might be a stray. It was a tabby. Very cute. Mm-hmm.
Do you two want help opening the lock by any chance?
Oh, that would be marvellous. Thank you so much.
He's an old guy. He's wizened. He looks like a walnut. Grown larves and legs. He's got this massive grey beard. For some reason, he's wearing a captain's hat. And he's got a windlass in his hand.
The gates are awfully heavy.
Right. Goes over and starts shoving against the lock and slowly pushes it closed and then has to walk all the way around and pushes the other one. You two come up the front while I show you how to unzip the little sluices. He starts unwinding me.
Just sort of watching from the hair.
Farmer Giles comes wandering past. He's got a pig on a dog lead for some reason.
Yep.
Yep.
Another bird from there, huh? Yeah. Doffs his cap.
Yeah, doffs his black cap. I keep forgetting audio only.
Yeah.
You're heading down the Danbury Canal,
Yeah, I was just going to ask them that.
Oh,
are you heading down the Danbury Canal?
I think so.
Yes, I think that's where they said we were going to try and go.
Oh, I see.
Ezekiel stops winding the sluices. They're only about half open. There's a very small trickle of water pouring out. Green.
That was big.
Yeah. Are you sure you want to go down the Danbury Canal?
It's the route we've marked out.
You could go back and go round this canal. It's easy enough. You go back about a mile and you take the fork, and then there's a couple of extra locks, but you come out about 8 miles down that way.
Yeah, it's very, very pretty, very scenic.
No, it's awfully scenic. All those old factories and supermarkets and stuff.
Yes, it's urban.
But I think one of the guys did specifically want to go this way. He wanted to be an adventure. You know, a chance to see more of the world.
You're dead set on going down this stretch of the canal. I mean, one canal looks much like another, doesn't it?
Oh, yes.
Well, no, like there's all the trees down that end. That's why I just got
there are trees down
there's
there.
There's supposed to be a splendid pub on the way along. Or at least, I think that's what someone said.
Do you mean the Reaper?
That's an exciting name.
Yes. It got excellent.
Ooh, you don't want to be going there. No. Well, just go back a mile, and there's this. It's fine. There's all these old factories and such, and you'll be fine.
Yes, very urban.
Yeah. You don't want to go down here. Yeah, I mean,
no.
You definitely don't want to go down here. Well, look, are you definitely going this way?
Yes, I don't see any reason to change our plans.
Okay. Right, well...
I don't think the others would want to
anymore. No.
I don't know what to do about this.
Well, just have to warn them, just to make sure if they're insistent, then, you know, we give them the...
If you're going this way, you got to keep quiet. There's a lot of... wildlife.
Yes,
a lot of wildlife.
Really? Not all that friendly.
Doesn't like the noise.
Oh, I'm sure we'll be fine. I did biology A level.
Right. Sure. But yeah, you've got to keep quiet. And well, the Reaper is sort of a locals only pub.
Yeah, they're not very friendly. I'll be honest with you.
If you keep going and you go, it's about 10 miles down that way. There's a much nicer pub. It's called the Fisherman's. It's lovely.
Oh, yeah.
They do a brilliant scampi in a basket.
Oh, yes, they do. Yes, they do.
Well, we'll bear it in mind.
We might see it on the way back, perhaps.
Right. Mm. But remember, keep quiet.
Okay.
Don't go to the Reaper. And with that, I think we'll close the scene.
Come along, Podrick.
Ryan. Ezekiel. I don't really think... Well, he might have a friendship with Farmer Giles. Mm. I don't know. Do you think they've got
a friendship? No, I wouldn't really. They just know each other. I mean, I wouldn't say...
It's not really a friendship. You see, you get three possible relationships between people. Friendship, which later on when the killing starts happening allows you to help them stay alive. Rivalry, which means later on when the killing starts happening, you can throw them under the bus. And what is tentatively titled screwing, which allows you to either help them or kill them as you feel fit. Okay, I don't think Ezekiel and Farmer Giles have a relationship.
Then no.
I don't think he really has a relationship with either of you two. What about Molly and Sandra? Do you think they're friends or? Or is Molly using Sandra just for, like, shits and giggles?
Yeah, see, that's the question. Are they actually friends, or are they just going to screw each other over if they get the chance? But they're going to act like friends anyway.
Well, they're acting like friends because we both went out to do the lot, but you could have decided you were going to make her do the work.
Yeah.
Sandra does seem like the sort who'd be using people. I say you go screwing.
Yeah, because I think Molly's also the sort of person who'd be using people. So
you're Molly, so you write Molly.
Molly screwing. And then screwing. You're not literally screwing, but they might be. Right then. And at this point we put those characters on one side, because they've been in what they're introductory. And then we take another character for the second round. Okay, so I will be playing Chris the Stoner.
I'm playing Alexis, a pretentious film student.
Yeah. Is
Alexis a boy or a girl?
I honestly wasn't sure.
Okay.
So you can play it either way. Alex. This could get slightly confusing. Jock, who scraped through A-levels and now wants to leave his hometown and run away to America to play American football.
And I'm playing Amanda, the born-again Christian, trying to convince her friends to mend their ways.
Right. It is your scene. You get to frame it and start it off, and then we just roleplay for it.
Okay, so it's going to be...
It can either be directly after that scene, during that other scene, while they're closing off the locks and so on, or when we've gotten down the canal of death a little ways.
That's what we call it. This could be inside the boat while people are doing the lock stuff.
So okay.
These people maybe
so this is inside starting, boat one.
Starting to get dinner ready or something, or just drinking.
Well,
probably a mixture. Yeah.
Okay. So, we're inside. What are you calling the barge? What do you want to call the barge?
This one, the bull rush.
The bull rush.
Yes.
The bull rush. Barge A.
Okay. Fuck yeah.
Jesus, man, you're going to be smoking that all the time.
Well, this one, it's nearly done.
Aim the smoke out of the window.
Well, yeah, but then the police could smell it, and then they'll catch it.
God gave all the herbs, and the plants, and the seeds, and all that shit to us to use as we will.
Yes, but he did tell you to break your brain.
I'm so broke. Fucking hell.
Oh, he'll be fine, sweetheart. People do this all the time in the industry.
Well, yeah,
yes,
well,
and that's what they make!
Yeah, man, I saw a film once. There was this dude, and then there was the other dude, and they totally fought each other on a train. Man, that was epic. When's dinner? I'm really hungry.
Do we have to actually choose our characters for this one?
You just did. We did it.
Yes, we did, before we started doing the scene.
Is that okay?
That's okay.
So Alexis is going to be just chopping things.
Chris is like practically passed out on the sofa, which doubles as a bed, which doubles up as a sofa. It's amazing.
I'm probably going to be helping you.
Yeah.
Doing chopping.
Because I can't make decisions, I'm sorry, Alexis is just a bit gender ambiguous. Well, it's because you can't entirely tell whether male or female. Hmm. You guys probably know.
Long floppy hair, delicate features. Little round glasses.
No.
Yeah.
You're not entirely sure.
Chris is definitely a ginger guy with dreadlocks.
Yes. Ginger guy with dreadlocks.
Wearing a Bob Marley t-shirt.
Yep. Yep. Alex is just sort of sitting around sort of tossing an American football back and forth between one hand and t'other, keeping his...
I bet he looks like he's made out of steak.
Yeah, he's very broad and beefy. He does have the sort of frame for it.
She's probably... Because she's a born-again Christian. She's probably tried to, like, get new clothes that look right, but they're not quite right. She does look a bit envious like everyone else that's like you, that's got the pretentious, cool-looking clothes on.
Huge crucifix. Massive, great wooden crucifix. Has to be done.
None of the Christians I know wear stuff like that.
Well, yeah, exactly.
She's a born-again Christian. Born-again
Christian. You
could have cross earrings.
Yeah. I know. Little ones, but yes, they do wear those.
That works.
Yeah.
Dude, when you go to America, you've got to send me some of their shit back, because their shit's amazing.
Yeah, yeah. That counts as dealing, you know? That's kind of, you know, a criminal offence.
Well, it's not dealing, because I won't be paying for it.
Right,
dude,
yeah.
When's that food going to be ready? Or do that, or whatever.
Sweetheart, you can't rush perfection.
I have no idea what you just said. Words have gone.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. You should totally do some of this. It'll loosen you up.
I'm not taking any. I don't do that kind of thing anymore.
Toking.
I don't do that anymore. God is the only drug I need.
Can you roll him up and smoke him? Because I think this is going to win.
I'll just be over here trying to avoid the contact high. Whatever that stuff is you're on, Chris, it's seriously. It's way too fucking strong.
I think it's Sensimilia, but I'm not sure. It might be a bit of the old Moroccan.
Right.
Fuck, I'm burning my fingers.
Yeah.
He just drops ash out everywhere. There's a roach go everywhere.
Just go have a lie down.
I'm lying down, man. Oh shit, no, I'm not. I'm standing up.
Yeah, lie down. You know.
I didn't even realise I stood up. It's just amazing. I'm totally going to roll another. We should start rolling another. Despite the fact that he's completely out of his gourd, he is amazingly deft when it comes to making like a drink.
Muscle memory, man. Muscle memory.
Alexis will just be sipping wine. As you do while you're cooking.
Well, yeah, yes. You've got to check it's decent wine to put in.
get me a roach. Yeah, man. It's going to be amazing.
Yeah, Alex is just watching in amazement at this.
He ends up with this fat long joint, twisted end. I think I threw my lighter out of the window thinking it was a match. He just leans down and lights it off the cooking pot.
So dangerous. We're all going to go up in flames.
Perhaps you should get out of the kitchen world we are creating.
Yeah, I'll go up on deck. It'd be amazing. Come on, Alex. You can tell me how the Chicago, what the names did in the thingy that everybody watches.
Super Bowl. They weren't in the Super Bowl. Yeah, come on, let's just.
Yeah. Let's go outside. I reckon that's
yeah.
Oh boy.
Right. You and Chris have a rivalry. You so have a rivalry. Ryan. I don't know has Chris really got connected to anybody else. He's sort of connected with you.
Yeah, sort of a friendship that seems to be there. He was the only one who wasn't being particularly critical.
Do we think that's enough for a friendship, or...? Chris on the heading for being the last survivor.
That would be funny, just to have the stone actually last
survivor. Let's do it. So, Alex, friendship. I don't think he really got any... He didn't get connected with Alexis at all.
I don't think Alexis really got connected with anyone, to be honest.
No. What about Alex and Amanda?
There wasn't really anything there. I mean, they weren't particularly being, you know, again, there wasn't any kind of antagonism there. There wasn't really any sort of friendliness either. It was just sort of there.
Yeah.
Okay. So in which case, we'll leave Alexis, the pretentious film student with no connections.
Yeah.
Right then. I'm going to take Joanna.
Fine, I'm Simon then.
Okay. So we're on the second barge at this point.
Same sort of time frame as the others?
It's same sort of time frame, yeah. They're not actually cooking on this one. I think they've already sat down to eat. Actually, they're a little more organised than
maybe they've already eaten and they've gotten onto the post eating drink.
Oh yeah, they're drinking. Okay, they're drinking. They're lounging around drinking. Yeah. So it's a little later then.
So are we still? Is the bar still moving?
No. We're in the lock still.
Okay, so we're still. Yeah, we're still in the lock.
So you've had dinner earlier. Okay.
Yeah.
All these three seem to have happened at the same time.
Yeah.
While they're talking to Father Giles and Ezekiel, these guys are doing their talk. Guys are doing theirs. Right. I am playing Joanna, the unpopular student, tagging along with the group.
I'm playing Simon, who's desperate to get out of the friend zone.
I'm playing Billy, drunken chav scum who thinks he's God's gift to the world.
And I'm playing Simone, the flirty French exchange student who's a lot more naive than she lets on.
Okay. Bloodied.
It is the same time as the other two scenes. We are in Barge B, the Sweetwater Lily.
Sweetwater Lily.
Yeah. Our group here are slightly more organised and have already eaten their evening meal. They are now settling into the natural state of the A-level student, getting really fucking drunk.
I think Joanna is probably drinking a snakebite in black. Huddled up in a corner. She's wearing very plain clothes. She's got her hair down over her face so people don't look at her.
Billy, being a chav douche, is, what's the douchiest drink a guy can drink? Not in a pretentious way, but in a chav scum kind of way. What, lightning?
Stella?
Yeah, Stella. Drinking Stella.
He's probably drinking it out of the bottle.
Yeah, yeah.
See, Sam is drinking beer and pretending to like it.
Yeah. Simone has totally got wine, hasn't she?
She is French. Red or white?
What did we have for dinner?
That's a good point.
We had fish.
What?
Yeah.
Cut the Ponzi edible shoes.
Yeah. No, it was fried fish. There was also chips. We got it from a chicken.
Cool. Yeah. Fish. So no, what?
Still fish. Yeah. So what? So I think we're all sitting there drinking.
Yeah. Joanna's huddled in a corner, just sort of watching the group, not really knowing what to do. She doesn't actually really know anyone very well. She's just sort of come along. Probably Simon invited her because, well, if all else fails, she's probably going to be relatively easy.
Oh, Jesus, I hate your character already and he hasn't said anything.
Maybe he should say something.
We're taking an awful long time in this lock. What are they doing?
Oh, man, I mean, like I said, they should have sent me. I would have gotten it sorted in no time.
Well, you have to close the back and then close the sluices.
Yeah. We know how it works, Joe. We know how it works. I'm just saying.
Yes. Okay.
It will be midnight before we get anywhere.
Well, you know.
I'm sure we'll be alright. We'll be fine. It's fine, you've got us to look after you.
Yeah.
She looks a little bit perturbed by this.
The pained look that passes over her face is obvious too. Nobody in the room but Joanna.
Is it a window, Joanna? Are you alright?
I'm fine.
Good. Having fun?
It's great fun. Yeah, this is really good. Thanks for that. It's a bit stronger than I expected. Totally spiked it with vodka.
Oh!
I don't know, actually.
He
probably didn't.
You don't think he did?
No, he's...
Maybe he's spiked it with vodka.
He's that guy who just thinks he's too nice.
I spiked it with vodka. Oh, God, yeah. I am a douche.
Maybe he definitely spiked it with vodka. Because he thought Simone was going to drink it. Yeah. It's like, oh, damn.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, well, I heard this pub's quite nice that we're going to. Properly, you know, like, country pub.
Well, it's a long day from good beer.
Even nicer when you're in it.
It's probably like homebrew, so it'll be really strong.
Yeah. Strong's good, I guess. As long as there aren't too many of those weird guys there. You know, weird local guys.
Well, it is their pub.
Yeah, but come on. It's a pub. You know, you want a certain type of person in a pub.
What sort of person?
Well, someone who'll buy drinks. Someone who'll get the place a bit lively. It attracts people. You know, you don't want some farmer wellies.
But it's a country pub.
Yeah, but they can go, I don't know, drink with it.
We will liven it up.
Yes, we will.
I'm sure you can definitely be careful of doing that.
Hey, thank you, sir. Simon.
Yeah, probably be the most people I've had in there, like, in a long while.
Exactly. We will give them such great business, they will be begging us to come back.
Yeah.
Well, you did want to go back and forth of pubs when you wrote the plan out.
Oh, it's his plan.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, I mean, you know, come on. You want to be near a source of decent alcohol.
Yeah.
Yes, because you didn't manage to bring enough on the boat, totally.
She lifts up the cupboard and there's quite a lot of Stella in there.
You don't want to run the risk of running out. That's what I'm saying.
The boat's slightly canted to the right because all of the cupboards are on the right and they're all full of Stella. There must be like 200 bottles of Stella. Yeah, and when it gets dark we can totally do that barbecue thing you were on about.
Oh yeah, exactly.
That'll be good, man. That'll be good.
Well, yeah, of course it'll be good. I came up with the idea.
Oh, I want to claw his eyes out.
Yeah. Well, we will never get to the barbecue if they don't hurry up.
Good point.
Joanna leans out of the window and just has a quick look at the water.
Perhaps one of us should go and help them. They are just two ladies out there.
Yeah, true. You're right. Come on. Let's go.
I reckon that's seen.
Seen.
Joanna, no connections with anyone, I don't think. unless Simon has screwing.
I think the idea that Simon would bring her along just because, well, at least I'll have someone.
Yeah, why not?
Okay, Simon screwing.
I think Billy is definitely trying to screw Simone, in the very literal sense of the word.
Yeah.
I reckon Billy and Simon might be friends.
Yeah.
Yeah, they do seem like they do.
But something inside me just makes me not want Billy to survive.
Oh yeah, no, I agree.
I want
agree.
To kill Billy.
Okay, Billy and Simon. The worst thing is, on the Simon's lines, I was actually taking from people things I've heard people say.
Oh god. Oh fucking god.
There was a guy. Whenever you met him, you'd sort of say, sort of be civil, go, how are you? And his response generally came along the lines of, all the better for seeing you, my dear.
Yeah, but you know what? Some people get away with that.
He didn't.
Yeah, but some people do.
It's terrifying.
The problem is knowing when you're one of the people who can get away with it and when you're not. And it usually involves being very good looking.
Yeah. So, you know, I'm utterly fucked on that.
Yeah, I'm utterly fucked.
So I just have the one with Billy.
I think you just have the one with Billy.
Yep. Right, so I'm going through and finding those people who have no connections. It is Ezekiel Farmer Giles and Alexis the Pretentious Film Student.
Yeah. Shall we stick with who we played before then, if we know that...
I don't care. I'll play Alexis.
I'm going to stick with Farmer Giles.
Right.
Oh, okay.
You get Ezekiel, the wizened old luckkeeper of Danbury. Right. Now, in this scene... You're the killer. You will kill everybody.
Right.
In this scene. Now, we've previously mentioned that noise sets off the attacks. I reckon we should probably go with maybe the party started as they're just going away from the lock and Billy's been drunk and loud. But this would be fixated somewhat on the bulrush, which is the second one out, maybe?
Yeah, if the sweet water leaves by the head.
Yeah.
So the person steering that isn't on the scene.
So you frame the scene and set it off. We'll role play, and then you decide when we die and how we die.
Okay.
I reckon Alexis is probably driving the boat.
Okay.
So off you go.
Okay. So you finally managed to, after the interruption of deciding no, they really want to go that way. The barges have finally come out of the lock and are starting to sail away.
Mm-hmm.
The sweet Lord Lily has taken the lead.
Because it's being driven by a douchebag.
two douchebags.
Oh my god, you're probably making a wake, you bastard.
They've cranked up the engine and they go...
Oh, I like it loud, yeah.
And they're all sat on top of the boat because there's the bit where you sit up and drive and then they're all sat up there.
Probably not on the bulrush, though.
Not on the bulrush.
Because I've got to drop dead in a minute.
And they're moving away rather fast-paced, making a wake, as you suggested, and rather a lot of noise.
All right. Alexis is just sort of at the time. Bye! Bye! Bye!
And
even
taking his head going, good old colour face.
No, I know what you mean.
Bye, it'll be fine, we'll be fine, don't worry.
It's gonna be a long night.
Yeah, better go and button up the hatches.
Yeah.
Come along, Podrick.
Bye! Just the way every single time you think you've gone quiet, Alexis turns around and goes, bye! I've got to get this one. Oh, this would make an awesome film. It's so beautiful here. Hey! Maybe I'll come back and do some filming around here!
No!
chug, 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 chug. What are you doing?
Eagle's just going closing the lock gates again.
Okay.
Because they've just left them wide open.
Cause we're scum.
Yeah.
Feel free to kill us whenever you like.
Filming! It's a small child sitting next to you with bright red hair looking at you going, filming!
Bro, how did you get on the boat? What's going on here?
You don't want me on the boat?
Well, I don't think you're supposed to be on the boat.
Do you want me to leave the boat?
Well, hang on, I'll start steering it towards one of the boat. How? Did you get on when we were in the locks? I didn't see you get on.
I thought you wanted me to come. You were. She sort of starts breaking into tears and then launches herself forward to hug you. And you feel as her tears touch and go through, they're burning your shirt.
Shit! I'm on fire! What the hell? Start slapping it at itself. Staggering about.
Smoke. You've got quite near the edge now, but there's still a gap.
Mm.
And her weight's pushing you. And she's suddenly a lot heavier.
Spoosh! I'm in the water. How do I die? Or do I just sink to the bottom?
You're in a lot of pain.
I'm still on fire.
It's splooshed in, and it's really because you've gone down in between the water, the boat and the side.
Oh dear.
And it's getting closer. You can't actually get up.
Red bubbles. You two probably just saw that happen.
Oh, fuck. Quick, Zeke, we got to run! Go along, Patrick!
Start running.
Which way are you running?
We're trying to run away.
Yeah, down.
But we've got to get across first, is the problem. There's only so much walking path.
Oh, yes, you've got to cross the lock, because you were both standing in the middle of the canal.
Yes.
Moving on.
We could be on one side where there's not a path, so we have to go to the other side.
Yeah.
Why are you running from my sister? Little boy. But you don't actually think... You think maybe you're not quite sure, because it looks like she's just sort of holding onto her hair and pretending she's a boy. But she's just turned up one.
No, we weren't. Just trying to sidle around very carefully.
You're horrible! And she just flings on you and starts to cry.
Basically muttering to herself.
And her hair's fallen down. It's definitely still the girl. She's just...
Somehow got jumped instantly from here to there.
No! No!
And you're on that lock bit, so you're a bit unstable.
No!
So you fall off.
Sploosh!
Demon child!
He basically
turns and tries to run towards his hut.
You run towards your hut?
Yeah. He goes into the hut and shuts the door behind him. And just tries to pile up things against the door so you can't get in.
Describe the hut. Got chimney? Got any windows? Is it just
It'll have windows, yeah.
You see her pressed up against the window looking in at you.
Back away slowly.
Everyone always goes away. Why won't anyone comfort me?
Pick up a windlass to use as a weapon.
So currently Ezekiel is cowering in his lock.
Well, in his hut. In his lockkeeper's hut. With a windlass.
Mm-hmm.
You can tell that the window's becoming... You've got wooden frame windows, right?
Yeah.
Only you've been meaning to get around to fixing them, because they've got a bit rotten over the winter. But you were saving it till a bit further into the year, because obviously you need to make your money from, obviously, the locks and helping people out.
I reckon it might have dry rot. I reckon your tears cause fire. Has it got a thatched roof, maybe?
It could just be a wooden hut.
Uh-oh.
Let me in! Why wouldn't you let me in? No one ever lets me in!
And her tears are starting to make bubbling noises. And then she starts, by the time it started to look like it's about to burst into flame, she starts walking away.
No one ever helps me.
And you're hot some fire, you're just blocking the entrance.
Yeah, I'm trying to get out, but not in time.
Smoke is so thick, you can't see, you can't breathe.
I reckon that might be seen.
Yeah.
Goodbye, Ezekiel, the wizened old lockkeeper of Danbury.
But Podrick got away.
Goodbye, Farmer Giles. And goodbye, Alexis, the pretentious film student who obviously doesn't know what they're doing. Right. I will be the killer in this one. So choose yourself, characters. Bear in mind, some are on the bulrush, some are on the sweet lily, and the bulrush has probably just crashed into the side.
So we might want to play bulrush characters.
Bulrush or sweet lily together
might
make sense.
Yeah, we probably want to stay on the same boat.
Unless they swapped over as they'd later.
Well, the two girls, which boat were they on?
Doesn't matter.
Probably,
they can be on either.
There's probably one from each, to be honest.
Okay.
If there's one from
Which one are we going? Which one are we going for? Bulrush or sweet lily?
The one that's just crashed into the side, or the boat in front that might have noticed them crash into the side? That's the question. Okay, the bulrush.
Okay. I've got Chris the Stoner. And I've got a couple of bulrush characters here.
And then two Ivers.
Two Ivers, yeah.
We probably should try and get everybody back together at some point, because otherwise some of the connections aren't going to work.
Yeah. So you got just these four, basically. Well, they haven't got very far.
No. They're not very
far. Well, I'll play your friend.
Okay. Alex, okay. And
I'll play Amanda.
Okay.
So, it's inside the bulrush. Alexis is up top, driving the boat. For some reason, Molly has wandered off. She might be asleep.
She might not be in the toilet.
She might be on the other boat. Nobody knows. And you're all sitting there talking when suddenly there's a crunch and you're all thrown forward. And you also hear a splash directly before the crunch.
Quick! Go check what's happened.
Okay, man.
You rush up on the deck and there's no sign of Alexis. You start drifting towards the side again, under a willow tree.
I'll dive for the controls to try and stop us from.
Amanda does a quick cross sign over herself.
You dive for the controls and you turn them off, and they sort of chug to a stop when the engine stops and goes quiet.
I'm going to sort of peer blearily off the side.
On the side closest to the the towpath, there's this smear of blood at one side of the barge.
Whoa, man, red!
Holy shit,
Alexis!
Jesus, protect us all!
I'm sorry, he fell off the boat. There's a little girl up in the willow tree.
Whoa! You can really climb.
Yeah, I can climb.
Yeah,
I'm really good at it.
Yeah, you see our friend like yay big. Looks kind of.
He wouldn't help me.
Oh, why? What's wrong? You stuck up the tree?
He wouldn't help me. Then he fell off the boat.
Oh.
Then he went squish.
Do you want help down?
They don't need any help now. You blink and she's not down. She's not in the tree anymore. She's right in front. Can I come with you? Didn't see her move. You were looking up and then she's on the towpath.
Did I grey out for a second there?
No!
I just want to get to the Reaper.
Are your parents there, or...?
Sort of, yes. I just want to get to the Reaper. Can I come on your boat, please?
Shouldn't we, like, call the police or something? Because...
Do we have any signal? Because I don't.
No,
about your network?
That's not my phone.
Why
that's my
roach
kid.
What's your name?
I don't remember what my name is.
Oh.
Call me Georgina. Can I come on your boat then? I'd like to come on your boat, please.
We should let
her on. God protect
us.
Well, yeah, I guess we
shouldn't. I can't protect you now.
Whoa!
What the hell?
Her lips were moving.
Whoa!
There's a crack above you. And part of the willow tree comes flying down towards you. I'm going to target all of you for this. Each of you takes one card for being alive. And one card for every relationship you have.
So I get three.
Yep.
Two.
Right, remember, high cards win over low. Red is better than black. Spiky is better than flat. I'm attacking you all with the four of hearts. So you need to lay down a card higher. There's a crashing sound as the branch falls down, and you all dive sideways into the inside of the barge. You're inside the barge.
Whoa!
Did she do that?
I don't know.
Take off to protect us from whatever might cause us harm. Basically, just falls on her knees praying.
You two are looking at the door, and she's on her knees praying. Suddenly, on the back of Amanda's neck, she feels breath.
Protect me from whatever is happening.
And I am totally going to attack you. Solely you.
Yes,
you are. Four diamonds. Can you beat it? Does anybody, is anyone playing Chris?
No. I'm playing Chris.
Okay. Do you want to mess with her and up my card?
I can't actually up it enough.
Feel the breath on the back of your neck, and the thing throws you to one side, and you bounce off the inside and fall down onto the bed. You two whirl round, and there's the child in front of you, but its eyes have gotten completely black, and its teeth seem strangely sharp now. I'm on your boat.
Yeah, I noticed.
What do you want?
You wouldn't take me to the Reaper. So I suppose I'm going to have to send you to him instead. It's getting bigger. She doesn't seem to move, but her shadow is getting bigger and bigger and bigger. There's horns, there's wings.
Get
and
out!
She's
you
crying,
out.
And there's drips of fire appearing on the floor.
Ooh.
You shove him to get out.
No, I'm shoving him behind me.
And the shadow rushes towards you. Let's see if the killer can actually draw a good grief. Two of clubs versus two of spades, ten of clubs. You two rush out of the room and out onto the deck. You will actually get new cards, technically. I think we should probably be drawing new cards each time they attack you, but. Never mind. You're out on the deck. You're out first. You stumble out. You make your way through the water lilies, through the willow tree. You leap off onto the bank. You look around yourself. You can see the other barge is way ahead of you. He hasn't managed to come out of the room yet. You haven't seen him. You start running down the path towards him. And you trip and fall over a branch, landing quite heavily on the floor. And as you're pulling your face up out of the ground ahead of you, you see the little girl. You can't get away. you can never get away.
Worst demonically possessed serial killer ever.
Yeah. Right. You sort of get up and start off running again. I can't attack you again until I've attacked everybody else at this point.
Okay. So how do these scenes keep going until someone dies? Or?
Yeah, I have to kill somebody, I think, in these ones. I'll just quickly check. We could have created new relationships in this. Yeah, I think basically somebody has to die in this scene.
Okay,
but new relationships can be created as more characters meet each other.
You turn around and start running back towards the lock, which is on fire now.
Oh.
Inside, Amanda slowly becomes conscious again. There's no sign of Chris. There's no sign of Alex. But there is the child. Aren't you going to say anything?
She's going to pull an earring out her ear and just hold it again. Hold it up.
You get two pairs. The child just looks at it. Leans forward and breathes on the cross, and it just melts and runs over your finger, burning hot, and you shake your hand to get the molten silver off your hand. And then the child just reaches out and tears your throat out in one move. Blood splashes up the inside of the barge, and you fall to the ground, completely deceased.
Goodbye, Amanda.
Goodbye, Amanda. Worst demon ever. So many low cards.
I'm just worried about the fact that I somehow managed to turn Chris into Keanu Reeves. I didn't mean to do the Keanu voice, but the fact I kept saying whoa, I just naturally slipped into Keanu.
I'm going to shuffle these. Actually, I think they probably were well shuffled because you all have high cards. You're the killer.
Right, okay.
Right, are we doing... Do we think the Sweet Lily has stopped, noticed, or are they continuing going and having a raucous party?
Well, I think someone like Joanne would have probably noticed.
But okay. It's whether she could have got over and started doing...
It's also whether she's Simon in this scene.
Ah, true.
Are these... Right, so we're doing those?
Yeah, they go... Right, these two survived. So they get a survivor's point. Survivor's point, you can spend to throw away one of your cards, draw a new one.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to just quickly read the first blood rules, the rules on killing. I want to place a name.
Okay. I'm going to place Sandra, New Age Wiccan.
Oh, we're supposed to keep hold of the people we've gotten killed.
Yeah, so you keep hold of their...
You've got Amanda.
People we've played while they died.
Oh, okay.
All right.
That includes the first round where everyone just died.
I don't know as you actually get new cards. It doesn't seem to say. That makes it a lot easier for the killer to at least kill somebody. Yeah. Although one person has to survive from each killing one. Okay, I'm playing Simone, the flirty French exchange student, who's a lot more naive than she looks on. You're playing...
Sandra, the New Age Wiccan, who thinks she can do magic.
And you're playing...
Molly, the posh daddy's girl who wants to experience life.
Okay, where are we three ladies?
You're on the Sweet Lily.
Yes. Are we inside? There's probably a raucous party going on upstairs.
You could be drinking on the roof, perhaps.
Okay. Well, one of us must be driving.
Yeah,
so
one of you could be driving.
Probably you.
Okay.
Because I'm French and she's... Oh, no, you're the daddy's girl who gets everybody else to do their thing. Oh, that's interesting because you two are screwing with each other, yeah. So that could go horribly wrong.
Mm.
Okay, so set the scene.
Basically, you three are the three outside. So you're just going along, and behind you, you've probably seen the bull rush hit the bank. Well, you may have just noticed that. And then part of a tree fell down.
Oh, that's not good.
Honestly, can they not
What is going on? I do not understand. Well, perhaps we should stop and help them?
They must have been on the trail.
I seem to remember Alex is somewhere on that patch. Perhaps we should stop and offer him our aid.
Yeah, okay, you can offer him. Sandra is drinking absinthe, by the way. It's not actual absinthe, it's the bullshit they sell over here, but they say it's absinthe.
You mean it doesn't have the hallucinogens?
Yeah, no, it's just really strong alcohol.
Simone is somehow wearing like a cocktail dress and has one of those huge bulb glasses of wine. Perhaps we should stop? Does this thing have rivers, or...?
I don't think so. Hold on. Do barge have a reverse?
No. I don't think they really... If they do, it's very, very slow.
It's rubbish, but they do have it.
Okay, well, unless he slams it back into reverse, very, very
slowly. Generally, just you just stop and just get out and walk, to be
yeah,
honest.
Yeah, but are they going to know that?
We have all been drinking.
Yeah.
Wait, no. I bet they are just playing the fool.
Yeah.
Nobody can see me doing the wine drinking motion.
Nobody can see me doing the sipping absinthe motion either. But no. Fuck it.
I hope none of them have been hurt, particularly Alex. I would hate for any of him to be damaged. If you know what I mean.
We always know what you mean.
Yes.
I'm not going along. You still see this. A little girl sitting on the bank of the river crying.
Oh, are you okay?
Perhaps we should stop. Are you okay? Did the other barge hit you by any chance?
No one wants to be my friend.
Well, if you're sitting around and crying, I can see why.
Hey! Just ignore her. She's French. It's okay. We're just going back to check on our friends. Are you okay?
They don't want to be my friend either.
Well, I'm sure they just shook up. That you know, they're
well, they have crack. Just crashed into the bank. They have other things to be dealing with. Simone is totally dying in a minute.
Fuck yeah. So I'd have to shove her into the demon either way.
No, you can't.
Oh yeah, no, can't. If you'd like to.
Yeah. It's Billy who can't.
Is anyone going to help me?
Well, sure we'll help you.
Look, if you put it in, I will go and see to the other barge and you can speak to the little girl.
Okay.
So then steps off and starts walking down the toll path, past the little girl and down
towards the boat. Pulling the boat in.
She's still got a wine.
As you walk past, she just grabs your hand.
What are you doing, little child?
Well, you probably have to draw cards around.
Oh, right. I get two, one for being alive, although probably not for very long, and one for screwing Billy.
One for being alive, one for potentially.
If she's attacking me,
you don't need to draw.
I haven't looked at the cards, don't worry.
You don't want to be my friend.
No, you're strange, it's a child. Leave me alone. She shakes her hand off and continues wandering off. You have to attack one of those two before you can come back to me. I totally wanted her to die there. I very nearly
that
take my own.
That would be quite cool there. Honestly,
she just turns back to you two. Yeah, we've pulled the boat in.
So where is it you come from?
I'm going to the roof house.
Oh, well, that's where we're going, isn't it?
Yeah, I think that was for the next one on Simon's little
Billy. One of their babs, yeah.
Well, who knows with those pair?
Yeah, he's
if you need to get to your parents.
Yeah, she basically just comes in to hug you both.
Cards! Cards!
Now cards! Two.
Two. Okay, and open the way.
Yep.
And that card.
This is a shit demon.
It is.
Four of hearts. Right then. Well, you need to lay down cards for yourselves. And then. You're screwing. The problem is here is that Sandra, if she increases this card, will die. However, if you increase this card to over a 5, Sandra dies.
Unfortunately, I can't do that.
Can you use screwing to reduce a player's card?
Because you can be nicer or nastier with screwing.
Well, if you can do that.
Screwing. Good question. Interesting. Two relationships, blah blah. Card that is higher than. Bear with us.
Did I do my new Dead Air song?
No, I don't believe you did.
For it's dead air, it is air that is dead. We don't know how to fill it, except with a terrible Bowie impression.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. You can play a card to help the killer. As a rivalry, or play a card to help somebody with a friendship.
So can't use it to screw
you anything. Have to increase
her or
this
increase.
One rather than lower yours.
Okay, so
you both survive.
Yeah.
Oh, awesome, only so far.
Do you give that card back as well?
No,
don't you?
Hold on to it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think we draw new cards.
Oh, okay.
Which stops the problem we had last time where I had to keep attacking people for ages and ages and ages until I got high enough. Okay. However, I think that Simone is about to have a horrible accident.
Wee love again.
She's walking off down the thing. You're currently hugging these two.
Yeah.
I'm trotting off down the towpath.
She just looks at you. And then she's gone. But she's in front of you.
What? Oh. Wow, this sounds good.
It's not
where
really
did you come from, little child? No,
you won't be my friend.
I don't know who you are. I'm going to deal with my friends. Excuse me.
They won't be my friend either. She just grabs your legs.
Oh. This is going to end badly for me. Yeah, this ends badly for Simone. This ends so badly for Simone. Okay. She grabs her legs. What happens next? Ah, get off my leg! She thought batting at your head.
She bites you.
Ow! Get off me, stupid child!
And then her hands come up with claws.
Ah!
Just scrape over your eyes.
Ah!
And then she just pushes you into the canal.
Sploosh! I fall into the water, flailing, blinded.
And she watches till you drown.
Blum. Blum.
That's going to really creep out the people with good stereo sound.
I think that might be seen.
Yes,
because yes, we were actually nice. Really,
but nice. I made it in a douchebag.
Yes.
Ado! Right, at this point, both barges are by the bank, so we can play anyone, and you are playing the kill.
Ooh!
So you two get survival tokens, don't
they? Yes, the other two get survival tokens. I might play Chris again, actually.
He is fun, isn't he?
Yeah. Unless anybody else wants to play the Sarah. Anyone else?
If anyone's going to play a girl, I might play Simon. But
I'll play a girl.
Okay.
Which girl?
I'll take Simon.
You've got Joanne, Sandra, or Molly again, but...
My rivalry with Amanda is lost.
I'll try Sandra for this one.
Okay, so I'm playing Chris the Stoner. Nyx is playing Sandra the New Age Wiccan who thinks she can cast magic. That's not going to end badly. And Archive is playing Simon, desperate to get out of the friend zone. So, where are we?
Okay, it's the banks of the canal. Now, as we recall,
Chris is on the bank.
Chris
somewhere.
Is on the bank somewhere. Sandra is on the bank a bit further up.
Probably near to the Sweet Lily.
Near to the Sweet Lily,
Simon
where Simon was.
Wondering why we stopped, and we'll just be wandering out the front door.
Yes,
I suspect he'd be near where Sandra is.
Yeah. But he'll basically be just coming up onto the bank and coming up to them.
Chris comes running up. He's shaking. He's completely white, which is very bizarre with his very ginger dreadlocks. He's got a shaking hand, and he gets his tin out and starts trying to roll. And you can see that like bits of cannabis are going everywhere, bits of tobacco are going everywhere. He can hardly roll it up. He finally gets it rolled up. That's the end. Fucking hell!
Did you see the little girl disappear too? It's amazing!
She fucking killed them! She fucking killed them!
What, her family?
Fuck no! Not her family! Alex and what's her face? The Christian Bint.
What?
The bit of a tree fell down! Oh man!
What happened?
Hang on.
Smoking?
Did a bit of a tree... Can you look down there? Did a bit of a tree actually fall down? Because I'm just starting to wonder whether I might be being paranoid. There was this little girl. She was fucking weird, man.
She was just upset.
You've seen the little...
Are you alright?
Hang on, how have you seen the little girl? She was down there.
She was
there was this shadow. It was horrible.
I gave her a hug and then she was suddenly gone. It's like magic.
You hugged her.
Which obviously, you know.
You hugged her.
Something I know about.
You're infected.
What?
Stay the fuck away from me. You're infected.
You're
stay the fuck away
from
me.
Don't
talk. The little girl is right next to you.
Would you like some of this?
I like people saying mean things.
Have some of this. It's wonderful.
Things.
Really, you can have it. In fact, have the whole tin.
Sammy's going to try putting his arm around Sandra.
Really, have the whole tin.
Okay, she's now holding the tin. Chris?
Gonna hold
no,
it your hand.
Well, you were saying mean things about her.
Right, well, I should probably have done them into a hand. Okay.
Okay. Eight of hearts.
Ha ha! Oh, I could have swapped one as well.
The tin starts to melt in her hand.
Fuck this, I'm out of here.
She goes to fling it at Chris, who's dodged.
Who dodges? Ha ha! Chris survives.
Those were mean things he was saying.
Yes.
Did you believe the mean things?
No.
Not at all. Not at all. You're very pretty.
I'm just going to look at him and go, what?
She's a bit young even for Simon, surely.
Seriously?
Maybe not.
I don't think I like you very much. Simon, draw a card, please. Throw your hand.
He gets two cards. Three cards.
One for being alive and two... No, he's screwing and a pen.
Okay, fine.
Nine of spades.
Oh! Simon survives.
Shing! Fingernails turn to claws. She goes for your crotch.
Luckily, you don't.
You don't.
Yeah. Probably behind Sandra, because I'm a bit of a jerk.
She's still going forward, so, Sandra, draw a card, please.
So I take
one for me, life, one for that. And it, you can put back one card and take another one by spending your survival point.
Can I do that?
Yeah.
Do I put it back at the bottom?
Just stick it over it.
Okay. And Jack clubs.
Sparkle.
Oh dear. So Simon pisses off the demon. It goes through his crotch and he basically lifts Sandra in the way.
Her hand comes in about upper thigh area. She rips the leg clean off. I'm sorry. I really didn't mean to do that. But you shouldn't have gotten in the way.
Ow! No!
I'm going to try and...
He starts licking the end.
Like, ineffectually try and get the absent from Soren do something. So, with the curves on her and things.
Throws a load of oregano.
That won't work. Nothing can save you.
You are all going to die.
Thud.
So before we go to Doctor,
I've been
running down after Chris.
You get to keep that corpse!
And then
murder
you.
Yes, and that then
murder
us all.
Chris gets
another survival point!
The stoner that will not die!
Oh, that was so lucky though. Totally thought he was dead then.
Yeah, well he was saying mean things.
I didn't give her all of his stuff!
Okay, then tried to kill you with.
Dude!
Well, I tried to give her drugs and the other one tried to sleep with her.
Well, that's a bit harsh. You just said she was pretty, but yeah. Still.
Oh,
she
on.
Could sense radiating waves of douche coming off her. You know,
okay. Right then, who. I'm gonna play Alex in this one, I think. Alex, the jock who scraped through air levels and now wants to leave his hometown and run away to America and play American football. He's also on the toll path at the moment.
I might take Joanna because she's not done anything yet.
Okay.
Yeah, it would be terrible if she survived.
Well, it's a bit sad that some of them haven't actually been in the scene.
Yeah.
Yeah. So okay. Do you want to pick one first? Because
she's
the killer.
Oh,
you're the killer. Okay, so
she's the little girl.
I'm gonna go with Billy because he hasn't been actually involved in any of the stuff yet.
Okay, so you framed the scene. Where are we all?
Well, two from the Sweet Lily and you from the Bulrush.
Okay, so they've probably gotten off the Sweet Lily after hearing commotion upstairs, and totally found Sandra.
What the fuck? Fuck me! What the?
Have you?
Alex, what the fuck is going on?
Where the fuck is Chris?
I've not seen the little stoner anywhere.
What happened?
I've no idea what the fuck's going on. Shit! What's going on? There's Simone back there. She's floating face down in the water. Someone's ripped her eyes out.
Oh god damn it! I haven't even got to fuck her yet.
Seriously, dude, what the fuck,
dude? Shut the fuck up for 5 seconds and let me think about that. Oh, shut up.
Seriously, we've got to get the fuck out of here. Some fucking farmer has gone mental and he's after us all. He set his little girl on us.
Except, what the fuck?
I don't know what's going on. There was this little girl and then it was burning and then a bit of a tree fell down and she's everywhere.
Oh, gee. Fine, okay, look. Get on the boat. We'll get on the boat. We'll get out of here. We'll go down. We'll find some fucking police or something. Fuck.
We can't go. Where's Chris?
Oh, who gives a shit about a stupid little stoner?
Where the fuck? I'm not going without fucking Chris.
While this argument's going on, is Joanna standing to the side?
Yeah.
From behind, you feel arms.
You might want to take your cards, Joanna.
Hey, Joanna has cards.
So I just draw the card and put it face up?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh!
Two
states.
Just
I'm putting down my desk card,
okay? Oh, that was a three of hearts! What the fuck else did you have? Oh, well, it was red and spiky, but it wasn't a high card.
No.
It would be a two.
So these two are arguing.
They're arguing, and you feel arms come around to give you a hug around your middle, and there's someone crying behind you. She's going, hey! And you feel burning sensation on your back, and the hands are getting quite tight and clawish.
Guys? She's saying it quite quietly, so you might not even hear, because you're arguing.
What? No, we can't just leave.
Yes, we fucking can.
No, we fucking can.
Yes, we fucking can.
Look, he's my mate. We need to find him.
Oh, guys. God, you could find another weed connection. What?
Schwing. She goes into two.
Shit!
Acid.
Shit!
You might be a little bit splattered.
And see. That has to be seen. We're douchebags.
We are such a... Let's watch a movie.
I'm not sure, but I reckon Archive might be playing the murderer.
Why do you all hate me? That's what it
we
is.
We don't hate you, we hate your characters.
We hate all the characters. There is right. Alex is the nearest to a likable character in this so far.
You've got four characters to choose from. They're all on the bank, I believe, at the moment.
Who've we got left?
You've got Chris, the stoner, Alex, the jock who scraped through A-levels, Simon, who's desperate to get out of the friend zone,
and Molly,
Billy, the drunken chav scum, and Molly, the posh daddy's girl.
So we're two deaths away from hitting final scene.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't worry, I might get us to that final scene quickly.
Yeah. I'm not rushing, don't worry. I'm really fucking enjoying this.
Good game.
I still want to play Chris again, but I don't want
to
hog
him. It is a good game, but to be perfectly honest, it would be awesome drunk.
Oh god, it would be so awesome drunk.
Well, go for it, play Chris.
Okay, I'll play Chris.
Chris the stoner who can. Or can he?
We should shuffle these. Every day, we shuffle him.
Tell you what, because he's playing Chris, I might play Simon, because Simon did just go running off after him.
Good point.
And I'm actually quite fond of playing Simon, even though he's a complete jerk.
Well, yeah, but that's the
point. Alex, Billy or Molly?
I will play Molly.
Okay.
They go running off up the bank and meet Molly.
You have already set off. You have found... Chris has come running up behind you. Simon comes running up just after that. You're all in the lee of a big oak tree, and off in the distance you can see some whites.
Small girl. Jesus, she's killing everyone. Fuck. Oh Jesus. Small girl, killing everyone. I am not fucking kidding you. I'm not high. Well, I am high, but you know, that's something that's entirely unconnected.
Let's get somewhere and have few people.
The lights up in the distance twinkle invitingly.
Okay, let's show them. Let's go there.
There'll be people there. They can help us.
Oh, hi, Tracy. You see, where's Sandra?
I don't know what happened to her. We were running. I don't know.
Let's just get to safety. Okay. We can get people to come back.
Okay,
we need adults right now.
We need a fucking exorcist. And we need the Ghostbusters.
There's a curve of river, so you set off across the field. Set off across the field, and you're running, and I'm attacking you all.
So
he gets three cards and can switch two of them. You get two cards and can switch one. You get three cards and can switch two. Switch one.
Okay.
Anyone doing switching?
Yeah, I'm going to do switching.
Switching?
I'm happy with my hand, actually.
Switching?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh.
And the killer attacks you all. Okay. Chris is probably going to survive with the 10 of diamonds versus the 4 of spades.
Well, he doesn't have anyone who can
switch for things where you've got relationships with people, haven't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We don't have any relationships with each other, do we?
No, none of you do.
Yeah.
Okay. You're all running across the field, You trip into a ditch and lift yourself up and start clambering up the other side, and you're rushing towards these lights in the distance. I can attack you all again, and that is what I am going to do. Oh, that's slightly more impressive.
Alright, I use them.
Okay. So it's Molly. Yeah. You two have sort of been running along, you've been looking behind you. Molly is just constantly fixated on getting away, and she's running, and she hits this wire fence, and she starts climbing over it. The fence electrifies. Down one end of it, you can see a little girl sort of touching the junction box, and it's far more powerful than it should be. Molly jerks and spasms and jerks and spasms, and then all of her clothes catch on fire, and she topples off the other side into the ditch.
See.
I'm sorry, but death by electric cattle fence had to be done.
Yeah.
Okay. Another survival.
Oh, Chris, it certainly is the stoner who counts. Look at that man. Guy. Right, I reckon I'm going to play Billy the Drunk Chaska. Who are you playing?
I'm going to play Alex.
Right, which out of Simon and Chris do you want to meet the other group?
I'll do Simon.
Okay.
Probably Sarah, I've been hugging Simon a little bit. It's pretty alarming. My favourite character to play is
the creep.
Yeah.
Well, he's run out of girls. He's got to find some guys.
Oh god.
No. Ain't nobody here who's played that.
He really doesn't care. He just wants to get some.
Get that man a fleshlight.
So anyway.
Okay.
Come on, Arkay. Where are we
all? Girlfriend, that'll fix all the problems. Basically, so who's here? So I'm guessing maybe.
Well, we've got.
You've
Billy.
Just had that. So Simon was running across the field. So I'm guessing you two must have been running up behind.
We were probably running along the towpath to the lights.
Yeah.
Whereas.
So maybe Simon turns around, and starts running the other way, and meets you.
And then it's on the towpath, and we start heading round the towpath.
Yeah.
Come on. Fucking come on, I'm not fucking waiting for you!
Shut the fuck up!
Oh, fuck you,
oh,
Alex!
Fuck you!
Just because you do cardio?
Fuck you!
What the fuck happened to you, Simon?
Jesus, Simon, where the fuck's
it? Mind the fences. Don't touch the fences.
We're on the towpath, you fucking idiot!
Do you want to dive electricity?
What? What
the fuck? Come fucking run in!
Jesus.
Look, there's some lights up there!
Simon,
probably
have you seen
Chris? Pub.
We got a bit separated after...
Fuck the stoner!
Shut
oh,
the fuck
out.
Up!
Sandra got electrocuted, so we ran off in different directions.
This is like some type of fucking stupid horror movie. Fuck off! Billy is pulling ahead.
Alex is running.
You're just running forever. Simon's probably a bit out of breath.
I can't breathe! Slow down a second!
The weak die!
So we've got new relationships, because there really has to be a fucking rivalry for me.
Yeah, I think a rivalry between Alex and Billy.
If we don't know, we can have something between Simon and Sandra.
Oh well. Yeah, but Simon would have definitely survived because he would have been screwing everyone. We're all running down the towpath. Feel free to murder us when you like.
Yeah, there would be some sort of an attack.
Okay. We're running. Is it at the front or at the back? Front or the back. I'm heading for the Reaper.
Basically, as you're running, there is a little girl glaring at you in front.
Fuck you! I just throw a Stella Artois bottle out there at her. Boom!
She'll just bat it back at you.
Ah!
Consider yourself attacked.
Yeah, I assumed I would be. I kind of don't want this guy to survive, so I might play a low card here.
Okay, that's her attack.
I am going to play a low card. Because I fucking hate this guy. How did she kill me? With my own bottle.
Well, can.
Bottle. There's a bottle.
There's a bottle.
Glass bottle.
Okay.
Glass bottle of Stella. Looks a bit like that one over there.
Okay, in that case, she'll grab it, smash it on the floor, straight into your glass, into your throat.
Totally hanging on to Alex at this point.
Run!
Start cutting off sideways.
You can go for another one, if you want
Dude,
to.
Dude, come on!
She'll probably make a swipe at you with the bottle as you run past. But that's it, basically. If she happens to get you, fine, but she's not exactly...
Okay, so you're attacking both?
Yeah, sort of attacking both as the scene wraps up, as they run past.
Okay. So one, two, three. I will use one chip to change one card.
Okay,
here you go. And that's the attack on both of you.
Oh, that's low.
Jesus,
yeah,
I didn't even bother.
Okay, they both survive.
So unless you can screw each other over and want to.
You both get away.
No, I'm kind of hanging on to him, wanting to use him as a protector.
Right, we have the last scene then, and it's up to you. Do you want to be the killer in the last scene, or would you like me to be? Because I've got three dead, and Archiver's got three dead. But I'm quite happy to do it, and I do have an idea.
Okay, in that case, you can do it.
Okay.
Can I play Simon?
Okay.
Do you want to play Alex or Chris?
I'll play Alex. You can go,
Chris. Okay, I'll play Chris.
I'm a little bit too fond of Simon here.
I like Chris.
Don't worry. Everybody's got a chance to stage.
Oh, I know.
Friendly with him. Right.
So how does final scene work?
Same as it did before.
Okay, but it keeps going until...
It keeps going until there is either nobody or one person and I decide to end it.
Okay.
So. Chris comes rocketing out of the undergrowth to your left as you're running along the toad path and joins the two of you running along towards the pub. And you can see it just ahead of you. It's not very far. And you can hear the little girl coming after you, waving the bottle after you. And you get so that the lights of the Reaper pub are falling across the ground in front of you. And as you run into the lighted area, the little girl stops and she just looks at you and goes,
Fuck, whoa.
And you run up to the door and she disappears.
Should we go in?
Yeah, I think we should go in there.
You push open the door and it opens with a creak. And you enter the pub and it's death. The lights are all on, there's half pints here and there, and scattered over the floor are the locals, in pieces, here, there, and everywhere. Take a step back towards the door, that was.
Yeah.
You forgot to be on the radio.
Be loud, I'm taking a step back towards the door.
You can hear footsteps coming down from upstairs. And this woman comes in. Red hair, very pale skin. Long sort of whitish dress, but all bloody down the front. Hello. You must be the visitors.
Yeah?
Would you like a drink? She seems completely oblivious to the fact that there is death and destruction all over the inside of her club.
I think we should get going. We're in a hurry.
You can't possibly leave now. It would be dangerous.
You mean
it's
like
dark outside. And someone's woken up my daughter.
Oh.
Your daughter?
Yes, my daughter. She was a beautiful little thing when she was born. Such a shame. Come in, have a drink. She's wearing a little silver cross round her neck. She goes to help, pulling out three pints. And she puts them in front of me. Don't worry. My husband will be back shortly, and he can lead you away from her, and you'll be perfectly safe.
I'll drink to that.
There's a knock on the door. Ah, that'll be him now. She goes over, and she opens the door. And this darkness rushes into the room. Not when you can't.
Two, three. I will swap two of my cards.
I'm going to swap one of them.
Are you swapping any?
I'll swap one of them.
Okay. The darkness rushes into the room and coalesces into a huge spiked form. Giant fanged maw, huge wings, scything claws, and it rakes its hand through the air towards you all, shouting at the top of its voice, "Why do you shun my daughter?" Chris, the stoner who can, survives. Simon, the douchebag, survives. Everybody survives. The huge form coalesces in the middle. It rakes its claw through the air and roars at you all.
Someone's going to duck under a table.
The woman is sort of going, oh, do you not like these people, husband? You dive under a table and the huge form tears the table off from above you and tries to bring it down upon you. There is a horrible cracking sound. Yes, I just broke a pencil. as the table comes down on Simon, shattering his spine, the creature turns to look at you two.
Can I swap another card?
Yes, you can.
Okay.
Why do you shun my daughter? And it comes towards you, looming higher and higher. It's huge and it fills the room. What are you two doing?
What should you do with her? Didn't mean to.
I finished my pint. I got the same man.
Fist comes flying out towards Alex.
Do you red beat black?
Red beat black, sharp beats flat.
So red
beats black.
Right. Yep. Alex, using all of his skills as an American football player, dives sideways out of the way and a mighty fist goes through a settle.
Oh, look, man, we didn't mean any harm. I didn't even see your daughter until she shows up and she starts killing people, and, you know, we didn't mean to upset anyone.
It looms over you. It reaches down with one hand. Remember, Alex can save him.
If he has a high enough card.
Does Alex have anything he can save the stoner who can with, and is he going to?
I have to replace his card there.
Yes.
Sorry. Can't beat it.
The mighty That's fist okay. wraps round Chris's neck and lifts him up into the air. Shakes him like a rag doll. And then impales him eye first onto one of the beer taps. And then the form looks at Alex. Takes a step forward.
Seriously, man. Didn't realise we were doing anything wrong. Is there anything I can do to make it up to you? Looking around and sort of edging away.
You're offering a deal?
Yes, says the man. Daft.
And then I believe we will end that scene. Epilogue. Alex driving a barge down into the town. Pulls into the side. He steps on. Looks around. And off in the distance, you can see a pub. Walks along the towpath and goes into the pub. And it's a raucous affair. There's young lads there. They're all over the place. It's like, oh! drink. And he sort of shakes his head a bit and goes to the bar and orders a drink. He sits there with his huge pint of bitter. And some bloke comes up to him and shoves him out of the way. Get out of the way, I need a drink! And Alex just turns and his eyes are completely black. I don't like your tone,
That is an awesome system.
I think we're probably doing it all wrong, but probably. I thought that was quite good. I thought that was enjoyable. It probably works better if you're drunk.
Yes. It would have been nice if we'd made more connections as we went
Yes, we should have made more connections.
As the relationships were evolving.
Because we kept ending up with scenes where no one was connected to anyone else in the scene.
We definitely should. Next time we play this, we should make more connections. But yeah, I got Alexis, Simone, and Billy killed.
The only person I got killed was Farmer Giles.
Oh, and Chris.
And Chris at the end, yeah.
That's kind of sweet. I got Molly and Sandra killed.
Aww. I got both Simon and Joanna, also Amanda and Ezekiel.
Yeah.
I think it would work better if I was drunk, but I was quite happy with how I killed Joanna.
Yes.
Remind me.
I was like, you should do a German suplex and destroy her head. You've just got a hugging person crying on you and then she rips your apartment and notices you.
Yeah. That would have been a very good scene in the film. All in all, this would have made quite an entertaining film.
Yeah.
It was silly.
Yes.
But most slasher horror films are silly.
Yes.
But yeah, I really like that. And if you're just getting the PDF, it's like $8.
That's good. Which in real money is what, like £5?
Yeah, something like that. I've actually ordered a print version of this. It's only like 20 something pages. But they give you a whole sheet of, if you can't think of an idea, then flip cards. We incidentally got a demon has inhabited the body of a small child. We added all of the very English barging through. But yeah, I thought that worked really well, didn't you?
Yeah, there were one or two things I had issues with. Mostly, you don't know enough about barges. No offence.
I've never been on one.
Okay. It's one of those things where, you know, in the first, in the setup scene, where it's just like, oh, you should turn around. It's like, you actually need to wait for specified turning points
because
the boats are too long. It's just like, unless there's a specified turning point just here, we can't actually do that. We have to carry on anyway.
Ezekiel was desperate. He totally didn't want them waking up the demons.
Fair.
I have to admit, I think I made a factual error with having dead farmers and such all over the place in that pub, because they probably wouldn't have been there, but never mind. Maybe she shipped them in. Maybe the bar woman shipped them in specially so she could murder them, or her husband could murder them. Yeah, I thought that went really well.
Maybe that's the first thing that happened when their daughter woke up. She went downstairs and found some bars. Killed everybody. Mm.
Oh. Well, even women married to demons have to make an end meet. Yeah, so what did you think?
I was kind of nervous it's going to be really hard because there's so much improvisation, and I think it works better if you're drunk, but it didn't go that
well. You did a really good job setting up the tone of the killer.
Mm.
Making it sort of nice.
That did terrify me. It was like, I have to think of something.
Yeah.
Cliche, small child.
Yeah. But that's the whole point. The game itself is called The Final Girl, which is a TV trope. So, although in this case it was the final demon possessed jock.
We got down to the final trio and they're all guys.
Yeah. We booked the system!
Yeah, man.
In this one, men were not the expendable gender.
Yes.
Normally they are. I think I probably did the epilogue wrong. I don't know as I was supposed to do the epilogue, but yeah.
That's how much of a jerk Simon was, and you know, in the scene after Sandra died, he was just completely lying about what happened.
Yeah, I that was good.
Maybe not.
But all in all, the Cult of the Tiered Dice, heartily recommend this. I also heartily recommend looking up the Fandibles plays through of this. The Final Girl, The First Cut and The Final Girl Station of No Hope, which are a group of people doing a film and a group of terrorists on a space station.
Tourists!
But
America!
They are both so good, and I listened to them literally on Friday, and then the moment I finished listening to Station of No Hope, went and bought this game. Because it is so good. It's very, very simple, but it is so worth the money, and I thoroughly recommend it.
Yes.
It's the sort of game you think you might be able to persuade non-role players to play to make them think that roleplay is fun. Possibly.
Because it is fun.
Because roleplay is
fun. It is fun.
Yeah.
But normal people don't wish to accept this.
No, there is that.
Because they are stupid.
Well, no.
We've just called 99% of all people stupid.
Yes.
Hooray.
Yes, we have.
Okay.
What are they going to do? Fight me about it? Go on, I'll take you all on.
If I don't edit it, they might. I'll go and deal with that later.
Thank you.
No murdering someone
with
people, I don't approve of
them.
No.
Okay. But, all in all, I think it went well. Any final thoughts? Everybody goes silent.
Yeah. I apologise to anyone we offended during this.
The French people.
The French mostly.
Yeah,
anyone, mostly the French.
Anyone who believes in the friend zone.
Anyway, I think we're probably done. Thank you for listening, and goodbye.